and G was right.
Oh.
It was the thorn. Now, if this horse had been pulling on the left side, we don't need to put him on the right side. Because he had a tendency to pull his head out. And some of them wouldn't pull at all.
No animal spells what?
Now, when you're pulling a horse, pulling a wagon, say, with four horses or four mules, you'd use the two in the front where the...
That was your lead one. I didn't see too many like that. Nah, I just seen the single ones.
Just two?
Yeah. Like,
I just gave you one.
During when there's cutting rice and stuff like that, they load them wagons. And you have to have a good team. You have big teams, you know, big mules, a big horse, whatever you had. Because you had a whole lot to pull.
Now, suppose you came to, a log in the road. What did you do?
Usually, it's very, very soon you'd come to a log. But if you did and you had a chance, then you just could one hook them off the wagon and or you could just turn your wagon around and hook onto it and pull it off.
You tied the chain to the log
to the log and to the wagon, or either one hooked off the wagon
and
just took it and pull it on the side. Because there wasn't no danger, nobody coming in the car or something to run over it.
Yeah.
Like it is now, if you see it.
The horse is just...
They would just hook on
to
it.
They were strong enough to...
You had to pull it off.
To drag it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were, did you have any land here that you had to get, say, the brush and the trees and the stumps off of it?
As I got a little older, we cleared some. After I came on this rifle, what we used was, that was pretty early, pretty far back. They used dynamite to stumps out. And the pieces they had, they used old tractors and stuff to pull them out. And later on, that's when they started using bulldozers. I cleared quite a bit of land myself with brushes and stuff, and stopped up all kind of drain ditches as I grew up, because I run one bulldozer by 2 years and a half on the phone. But I tell you, it's a whole lot easier with the bulldozer than it was with that dirt bike and the motor tractors. That's the way with a bulldozer, you clear about an acre and a half a day. And with that dirt bike, if you clear an acre a week, you clear a whole lot. And the trees wouldn't have as thick. Mostly all you had was old tree stumps. Then you had to dig up under there and set a charge and run and hide yourself. Then half the time the charge wouldn't blow it out. And go back and reset it again.
Then after you blew it out, you had to...
You pick up the sticks and it always, they never did blow it all out. Then you had to hook a chain on it and try to pull out what you could. So that meant plying in there.
It was tough.
For about the next 5-6 years, you had to be particular. You always tap your equipment in there trying to plow, because you always hit the most stumps and stuff. But therefore, if a fella wanted to clear it, so he'd start about 5 years before you wanted to use it.
Yeah. What did you keep your plow sharp with?